Today is Friday, July 9th.
On the air now.
Oh my God!
Apparently,
you heard that song
early
or what?
It was asked everywhere in Times Square.
It's right there.
Anyway,
right.
So, everybody, this is a special episode of Default Radio, live from New York at the Fifth Hope, no less.
Yeah, man. Here. I'm chilling at Hope. Actually, I'm chilling by Times Square right now, trying to get the fuck away from everybody. But soon, I'll be back at Hope.
And this is Lucky 225. I don't mean to be misleading. I'm not in New York. But we got the Default Radio live on site. The Default Radio crew.
Room full of people. Room full of 10 people.
Yeah. Oh, God. Are you in that room? Not, Derry? That's going to cause, like, some confusion. Okay.
No, I will be in a little while. I'm going to swing by and see how many people are there. Because they were all chilling in the public terminals doing their thing, but right now.
Yeah, mute your mic if you go in there. I don't want any feedback and everything.
Oh, dude,
I think
that'd
be awesome.
Don't mute
your phone. Don't listen to him. Just, I think it'd be lead.
Dude, God. There's not gonna be any feedback. So it's gonna be like a minute delay. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Guess we got Nat there out there. Natus is with you too, right?
Yeah, Nat is just out on the subway because his cell phone battery died and he has no place to get the charger other than his friend's place downtown. He's going to pick that up and then probably call back in a bit.
Yeah, you guys were just out there at the payphones over by the TGIF.
And we got 46. The screenshot to prove it.
Yeah, 46th and Broadway doing a little phone freaking out there.
On the Earth Cam.
Yeah. So anyway...
Losing my fucking mind. I'm following hot bitches around. I don't even know where I'm going.
Put them on default.
Yeah. Do some telephone interviews. Default Radio.
Oh, God. Everyone stopped for no reason.
Anyways.
So how's Hope going, anyways? A lot of panels or what? He's, like, totally staring at the hot dishes, I swear to God.
Yeah, so Doug. Yeah, you sort of
I'm going to mute my phone for a second. This is definitely
okay. All right. Sort of abruptly cut me off there. Wasn't really ready to come on the radio yet. Still trying to get into... I'm still trying to wake up, actually, as you know.
Yeah, Lucky's a bum. He's still fucking unemployed, so he sleeps all day.
That's right. That is 100% correct.
Wait, what's 100% correct? Whatever.
Lucky's a bum.
apparently the whole street was blocked off because there's some band playing called the Dan Band. I never fucking heard of these guys. And people are just blocking off the street because they're idiots.
Oh, God.
It's a band that we don't know who it is and playing on Times Square. Let's see.
By the way, we also have G.I. Joe with us that, you know, when Lucky rudely did not introduce. He's on the line with us.
Oh, I didn't realize G.I. Joe was on here. I just got on this bridge. I thought
actually, we told you that 1,000 times that you were conference, but your ass was half asleep, so you weren't really paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I forgive him.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm watching some 2020 right now where they're doing a report on how crappy cell phones are.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you should ask Natus about that one. I think he got the Bluetooth worm or something. His battery keeps dying on him.
We can also talk to Nat about his new phone.
Oh, God. Don't even get into that.
We should get into that. Lucky 235.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So, we're going to have to talk about that.
As I said a couple weeks ago, there was going to be a teaser. I didn't anticipate it sucking that much, but of course it did. Talking about the Security Focus article, right now I believe it's on the front page of securityfocus.com. It just dropped.
I don't know. Who cares? Fucking talk about it.
All right. Anyways, I don't know. Poulsen made it out to, like, look all fierce and shit, and, like, he interviewed some privacy advocate on there, and it's all talking about how, like, caller ID trapping could mean life or death.
Yes. Talking about Jordana B.
Yes, I am.
How, like, caller ID could kill somebody.
I emailed her for a clarification, and I have to tell you, it was the worst written piece of trash I've ever seen. She didn't explain it at all. She said basically she had seen a case before where somebody had gotten somebody else's number by tricking them into calling an 800 number, which obviously gets your phone number when you call them.
Yeah.
And then
a taxi held its horn for a long ass time.
And then the fucking stretch Hummer is blocking the whole intersection. Anyway. The person, you know, the so-called stalker got the person's unlisted phone number and then made harassing phone calls. Now, how she makes the connection between harassing phone calls and life or death, I'm not quite sure, but
yeah.
maybe the harassing phone calls was like, I'm going to kill you.
Well, I mean, obviously, there are always exceptions to the rule. I mean, I suppose if someone was dedicated enough and all they had was a P.O. box, they could trick someone into calling their phone number and then getting their real address out of the phone number or something like that, but I really don't think it was as serious as the article tried to make it out to be.
Okay.
Not only that, it sort of singled out voice over IP as if it was the only technology that could do this. When obviously 800 numbers and PRI lines for spoofing and things like that have been around forever. And,
2020 just totally displayed someone's caller ID info on the phone.
What?
Oh, man.
I'm under 2020, and they have someone's caller ID closed up, and they had the phone number on there, but I missed it.
You know what? That could be life or death right there. That guy's going to get harassed and called now.
Oh.
Exactly. Sorry to interrupt you. I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's pretty funny. You should call that number up. Be like, you run 2020. You own...
Let's see.
Anyways, I found the article a bit disappointing. But besides that, apparently everyone in Pound Asterix is starting to fear. And they still don't seem to get the concept between the difference between call party number and ANI. As we pointed out many times on this show, they seem to think that they can spoof ANI. And, you know, I told them, well, you try your little spoofing ANI trick to 800-225-5313. Tell me how well that works out.
By the way, speaking of ANI and CPN, Doug pointed out to me today that AT&T, I think it was AT&T, apparently actually does call it Flex ANI. They call CPN Flex ANI.
That was MCI.
You're talking about MCI, and they're only referring to the II digits, which are Flex ANI. They're referring to the two numbers that identify what type of phone it is, such as a payphone or, you know, like 27 being a payphone. Those II digits are considered Flex ANI, and that's what sort of possessed this confusion. Is because the 800-555-1140 ANAC, which does not work anymore, used to read off the II digits, followed by your CPN. And of course it would say the ANI is, when it wasn't really ANI. I guess the II digits were ANI, but the CPN isn't your ANI.
I forgot to tell you about that. 800-555-1140 and 1180 are down. They're gone. Not down, but they're gone.
Yeah, actually, I just tried calling it from this payphone, and it just gave me a busy signal.
Yeah, it's kind of like, the thing is that you can get your CPN pretty much anywhere now. I mean, fucking Bell's Mine can get the CPN, but like, the only problem is those IP digits. There's no ANAC out there other than those, from what I believe so far, that will give you the IP digits. There are numbers where it's like, you're calling from a payphone or you're not calling from a payphone, but they won't tell you what the IP digits are.
Yeah, those Flex Annie test numbers will tell you if you're, they'll tell you either you're calling from a payphone or you're not. And that's all you can pretty much figure out from them.
I hear you.
So we are now in search, in quest of an Annie II digit ANAC reader. If anyone's got some, email to the show, of course, 1111@defaultradio.com.
Yeah, we'll three-way this number here. I don't believe I can give this out, so I will give this number. This is a payphone test number, so this is the one that Not Theory was talking about NCI. Hold on.
Okay.
Filling some dead space. That 2020. It was.
Oh, he's already got it.
You have reached the payphone Flex Annie verification number at NCI. This service is provided free of charge by MCI to payphone service providers for Flex Annie transmission verification. If you have reached this message, the payphone you are using has not transmitted the proper payphone-specific coding digits required for payphone call tracking for dial-around compensation. Specifically, either a 27, 29, or 70 must be received as a Flex Annie info digit. While MCI regularly researches Flex Annie issues and takes action to notify local exchange carriers, we advise that you also contact your local exchange carrier to resolve this matter. Due to the high volume of calls received by this verification service, we are unable to monitor individual messages in this box at this time.
Okay, now the thing about that is why I still thought that they Flex Annie, like the whole numbers, because they say that it didn't send the proper Flex Annie information digits. Whereas if the Flex Annie was just those information digits, it would say it didn't send the proper Flex Annie. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. And Flex Annie is sort of a term that the FCC just gave for II digits. I don't know if, not really sure if it's a telco deemed term. I think it's just something that the FCC made up. And the telcos were like, all right, II digits are Flex Annie.
Yeah, okay. Well, the reason why it's particularly important to me is because I have an article written, and I wrote it, I guess, maybe in February or so, back when we all thought real-time Annie was what we now know as Annie, and Flex Annie is what we now know as CPN. And I've been getting a little bit of shit for it. So when you guys see my article come back, you know, don't fucking email me a million times and say, oh, you're a noob, you don't know the difference. Back then, if you asked anybody, they would have said CPN is Flex Annie. Nobody would have even known what CPN was.
Yeah.
Unless we had been told by Strom.
And
Strom,
in fact,
the one who used to bring it up all the time.
Yeah, and so, in fact, if you go into pound asterisk, they still think CPN is Annie.
Yeah.
Well, fucking the IRC, they're noobs anyways. Fuck that.
I'm saying, my article just came out in Bin 2.1 that was released today, and some people have brought it to my attention that, you know, it's not Flex Annie, it's CPN. Well, you know, if I had known that 4 months ago or 5 months ago when I wrote the article, that's what I would have put. But what can I tell you?
Yeah, well, totally hear you, man. That's
The article other than that is technically accurate as far as I can tell. So.
Yeah, I had to change a lot of my articles. In fact, a lot of my text files up on VerizonFierce.com still refer to Flex Annie. I haven't had time to go back through there and re-update them all.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to get across to people, that this is new information that we all just found out, so don't act like we knew it forever.
Yeah, and, you know, I intend on clarifying this over and over and over, just beating it into submission into people.
Good.
And hopefully people will understand one day.
I hear you.
Yeah. Doug.
Yeah.
What happened now?
Nothing.
I thought we were freaking out. I thought you just called for Not Theory or something right now.
No. I didn't say anything. You're tripping.
God, I'm hearing things.
Where are you right now, Not Theory?
I am on 8th Avenue at some street that I don't know. At 34th Street. I'm about to go back into the hotel, Pennsylvania, and hopefully I'll be in the little streaming area in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So if people see somebody walking in with a Corona and a Heineken on a cell phone, that's me.
I'm sure in shorts.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. We owned you on the Earth Cam, man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to zoom in on that picture. Hold up. Oh, God. So, I have some news articles here from Havoc. You want to talk about any of those yet?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. The first one here is talking about Baby Bell's Pain to Play. The four regional Bell operating companies remaining from the breakup of AT&T accounted for roughly two-thirds of the FCC fines and settlements paid since January 2000, according to a Center for Public Integrity investigation. And among those, where was it? Gotta scroll down through this thing. The majority of the total was paid by companies that ran afoul of rules written to create competition. The three companies that have paid the most fines or settlements since January 2000 are all of the Bells. On top of the list, Denver-based Quest Communications, which forked over $17.1 million, including a $9 million fine paid recently. Second is Verizon with $12 million. And third is San Antonio, Texas-based SBC, which has paid $11.5 million. So the Baby Bells are paying to play, apparently. All of them, these Baby Bells are still breaking the rules. And the FCC, of course, is enforcing them.
Well, they break the rules, they make a lot of money, and they pay a little bit of it back.
Yeah. I suppose. I mean, isn't that what MCI did?
Exactly.
Jeez. Every telco is the same. Nothing but profiteering glutens.
Yeah, man.
Doug, you didn't get a special email from Havoc, did you?
A special email? What special email? I don't think so.
Yeah, because he had something interesting in Poland that he was going to send
you.
No.
He's holding off on that. He's holding off on that until next week. He didn't get a chance to test something.
All right. So
yeah.
I'll just let that be until next week then.
Yes, we will let it dwindle in the minds of our listeners.
Well, shut the hell up.
And new listeners.
Yeah, and our new listeners. Cha. We're glad to
have one guy. I'm gonna be State Dog.
Oh God!
Support default all the way.
No, I don't think he's down there. I think he's upstairs on the 18th floor, chilling.
You gotta get him on here, man.
I'm trying. I'm almost at the hotel. It was a little further away than I thought.
Let's see. Oh, let's see here. Snake Dog from the Binary Revolution Radio. Tuesday nights on Rant Radio. then I got half an article here. All these news articles that Havoc sent me, I have to, like, register with the news website. So I got half an article here about the telecommunication excise tax. Says your company may be eligible for a partial refund of the 3% federal telecom excise tax it has paid for the 3 years preceding the filing of a refund claim. A federal district court recently held that the IRS is not entitled to collect the telecom excise tax on certain telecommunication services because those particular services are not covered by the telecom excise tax statute. Which, by the way, if you research the statute, it was actually repealed. So that tax does not actually exist. But we'll just let the courts pretend it exists and everything. I know the tax refund document that they're talking about that companies can file doesn't even have a valid OMB control number on it. So go figure. But according to the courts, anyways, some of these telecom services may not even be subject to that tax, and I'm
I'm guessing that might be voice over IP or certain cell phone carriers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was some tax that was invented in the 60s for like for just telephones, basically.
I wish I could read the rest of this article to see what services were exactly and whatnot, but
fortunately I have to sign up and register, and I'm not prepared to do that yet.
I see.
Let's see.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up this next article. I don't even think it's going to let me.
I got
What's his name? Saipede is the guy who set up the stream here for us, so I'm going to let him say hi for a second.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's Saipede. I'm actually listening to your stream right now over some speakers that I set up at the terminal downstairs.
Cool, man. Nice. We appreciate it.
Ah, no problem.
Yeah, so this is being streamed live at Hope.
Oh, yes.
All right.
So,
that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
How many listeners do we have approximately, you think?
7 or 8 down here.
Cool.
I heard you guys talking earlier about something about Annie and ANAC and like a conflict of what the terms actually meant or something like that.
Right. The conflict between Annie and CPN, which are two different protocols.
Okay. I don't know if you guys read BinRev, Binary Revolution. It just came out, the new issue we just got here for the first time at Hope. And they had an article in it about how to spoof your Annie. But isn't it how to spoof your ANAC?
No. ANACs are what read back your Annie or read back your CPN. Who was that article by?
It was either N3 or Lucky 5, I think.
It was probably by N3. Yeah, N3 was just on the show talking about that. He was talking about the term because back then we used to consider what we call CPN, FlexANI. But FlexANI is actually CPN. So what you can spoof is the call party number. You cannot spoof the actual ANI.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
CPN is what gives you caller ID.
Yeah, so that article is basically spoofing CPN, not ANI.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm going to pass you back to him now. So have a good show.
Okay.
Yeah, not Derry.
What's up?
Oh, God. I guess he, like, wasn't listening to the show. He just asked us here about your BinRev article. That was about spoofing ANI, right? Or
it was about back spoofing, particularly.
Oh, okay.
So, we just joined this conference, by the way.
Well, how much more timely could I jump in than when you're talking about BinRev?
What's up, Big Dog?
Hey, Stank Dog in the house.
Hey, and your speech is tomorrow, right, Stink?
Yeah, and actually I just left Dual Parallel and Rax and Jug and a whole bunch of people, so shout out to them. We just came out of a little Irish pub, a little bar, and I'm heading back up to put a little finishing touches on my presentation for tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
So
when are you guys going to be back here? Give me a buzz when you get back in the building so we can meet up.
I'm actually walking and talking right now, so I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think some guy was asking a question about Binary Revolution magazine because they're streaming Default in the room.
Yeah, we Not Theory and I just went down and kind of talked to some people, got that hooked up. We actually we sold out of issues 2 and issues 3, so the only thing we have left is some issue 1's left. So we got a lot of legwork to do tonight to see if
how
we can
many
get
issues
some more
of,
in here.
How many issues of 2 and 3 did you bring?
Funny story that I had a little over 100 of issue 2. Issue 3, I bought the same amount, but I ended up having some misprints on mine. And on top of that, they were misplaced anyway. So Dual brought 50 issues of that one. So that's all we had of the new one, which kind of really stinks. But
yeah.
We're hopefully going to try to get a bunch more tonight because I didn't know how many people or what to expect. So we're going to shoot out and try to get some print, if we can find some place willing to print overnight. And I don't know if you can hear all the honking in the background, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not in front of Hotel Pennsylvania, and there's a bunch of, it's like every sixth car is a real car, and everything else is a cab.
Yeah, yeah. We, Not Theory and Natus went on the Earth Cam, where the three payphones are in Times Square, and I got a picture of those two.
You should have got a picture of them. You should have got a picture of them with the cop rolling up on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
We can go do that live in there. If you want to come down here, we can walk up there and do that live on the show. It's just a few blocks north.
It's a little bit further than you thought. It's like a 10-minute walk. Like that.
Not Theory already did that.
In front of the building?
I'm in front. I'm standing right in front of the doors right now.
Yeah, come up the escalator.
Okay. Hopefully my signal will stay all the way in.
Oh God.
So, Lucky, I got a request here for you.
What's the request here?
I want to be able to open my presentation with Banana Phone. What do you think?
Oh, God. I don't think so.
Come on, man. You can't be here at the conference. You
I
can't be here at the conference
York,
live.
I would fly to New York to dance to that song.
Oh, my God.
You can't be here live. We got to have some representation of you in spirit. So... I see Not Theory in front of me now. You can't be here in real life, so you can be here in spirit if you let me open. I won't open with it, but I'll play that as people are coming in and filing in and sitting down.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Can you hear us not allowed to play the special banana song?
Come on, man. I'm not going to do it if you don't say yes. I need your blessing, man.
You're not getting my blessing on that one. Stink.
All right, I'm going to do it anyway.
I knew you would. And you know what, Stink? I'm going to have a very special intro for my speech. Just wait. I'll pick up some recordings. I'll find something.
All right, man. I won't play your stupid song.
All right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Barry, you want it?
Still going through the news articles here, trying to find one that works. New rules coming for cyber cafes in the city. I read through this one earlier, this article. This is talking about in Orange County. There was some cyber cafe where some guy followed this guy home and killed him. And city of Los Angeles, I believe it's Los Angeles County. No, it's the city of Los Angeles. They want to make regulations on cyber cafes.
You got a fridge in your room? You have a fridge in your room?
Oh, what the hell?
You do?
You're not there. But, anyways, yeah, they want to make these regulations for cyber cafes, but it doesn't say in the article what exactly those regulations are.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have any commentary on... on as to what it would be, or if this is a bad thing or not. If anyone's got any idea on that, let us know. Who the hell is messaging me?
Yo, guys, if I drop, I'll call back in a minute. I got to get in an elevator.
Okay, just let you know, Not Theory. Those pictures are on DougTV.org, and if you click fake on the menu, those two pictures of you and there's one of you and Natus are on the picture page.
Oh, you're cutting out there, Doug.
Yeah, that's weird. Are you uploading the pictures right now? Is that why?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't know why I was cutting out. I wasn't even uploading it. But the pictures are on DougTV.org. If you click on pictures, there's one of you, and there's one of you and Natus.
Nice. That is going to be pretty funny. Now then, let's see what's the other one.
G.I. Joe's out here?
I fear the dead air on here. Yeah, where's G.I. Joe at?
I'm right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's watching Barbara Walters.
No, I'm just... Although I was looking for some news stories on my phone. Since you can't access any.
I see.
Nextel's moving to 1.9 gigahertz.
What? They're moving to a new band?
Yeah, they're like spending like billions of dollars to move everything to 1.9 gigahertz.
Why?
Because otherwise it interferes with like 800 megahertz public access.
Wait. Now, I heard about this in the news, and they said that Nextel was paying $900 million to switch people who were using a band that gets interfered with by Nextel to a new band, but they themselves weren't switching.
I'm not sure. I'll look at the story again.
Because I don't know that they can afford to.
Yeah, because they were saying it's going to, like, they're putting down, like, a $2.5 billion credit, and then, because they have to pay to move everything back so the public can use the band that they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Lucky, I'll be right back. I got a call here.
Yeah, definitely.
FCC voted 5-0 Thursday to approve a 3-year, multi-billion-dollar transition plan for Nextel to move operations to new airwaves it wanted in the 1.9 gigahertz band.
That's unbelievable.
Really?
So that means I'm going to have to buy another goddamn new phone. They better.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Aren't they going to have to force their customers to buy a new phone? I don't think their customers are going to appreciate that very much.
Why can't they just do like the didn't AT&T Wireless just send people new phones?
They sent a new phone, but they also sent you a little box telling you, hey, return your old phone or we're going to charge you.
Oh, you have to return your old phone?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
And it's like, these people didn't even want the new free phone, which had less features in many cases.
Yeah, I heard, because then you buy a more expensive one, but then they just sent you a new basic one, and then I didn't know you had to send the old one back, though.
See, that's the thing. I'm afraid that if they switch to this new shit, then, the i730 that I bought, they may hook me up with a new phone, but it may not have, like, all the cool GPS and programming shit that I've, gotten used to using.
Yep.
Well, it probably won't happen for a while.
Well, I mean, if it happens ever, it doesn't fucking matter. They're still screwing me out of a phone.
Yeah.
They'll send you whenever they come up with, like, the i930 or something. It'll have the new band.
Hmm. I'm going to have to stop for a little bit. I'll call back.
Alrighty.
All right.
So that's not dairy dropping, right? I'm gonna take that drop as a yes. Lack of response.
Okay.
I have another article here on Wired.com. House is tackling internet calls. The House of Representatives has HR Bill 4129 and Senate Bill is S-2281, which is the VoIP Regulatory Freedom Act of 2004. They're trying to regulate voice over IP because voice over IP customers do not have to pay into the Universal Service Fund, which many Potsline subscribers have to pay into because it's mandatory. And that's a fund that helps people that live out in the sticks and out in the mountains because it's very hard to maintain telephone service out there. So that fund goes to those central offices to keep lines running and all kinds of bullshit like that. So that's one of the reasons that they're trying to regulate VoIP. And Vonage is telling them to piss off because Vonage buys outsources third parties for their long distance, and in effect they have to pay the USF because they have to pay that on their long distance trunks. And so Vonage is trying to tell them to piss off because they're already paying the USF. Let's see. However, Pulver, who runs the peer-to-peer voice over IP service, which also connects with TSP.
What up?
Yes. Hello.
We're muting now.
Hello. It's Abdul and you. And Hope. Yeah. I just did default radio on Off the Hook.
No, you did not.
I did so.
It was awesome.
We were on Off the Hook.
There's a rad delay. He's right next to me. There's an awesome delay.
Dude, there's too much noise wherever you are.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll get off. We're at a bar with a bunch of people. Empty Mic, Rack, Flip, Jaga, Logic, Aaron, Code Monkey. We're all here, so.
shout to you guys, and have a good show.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, later, guys.
Thanks for that special surprise there from Duel. Wish we could add him on a little longer, but
yeah, but they got to drink and have fun though.
Yeah, definitely. I would be too if I was out there.
Fucking, we're sitting here on a Friday night doing a crappy radio show. Got no life.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if we were maybe on location, we'd have better things to talk about than Pulver over here saying he supports the VoIP bill. That's just because he can't be regulated because he's got a peer-to-peer VoIP service. However, he does have that you can call long distance sometimes, can't you? Or 1-800 numbers or something like that.
You can call US 1-800, UK, Netherlands, Japan, some other shit with a favorable dial-up. Yeah, and you can sometimes, depending on the certain time it is, yes, you can call long distance. However, they don't know how long it's going to last because they have a certain deal with a long distance carrier. So, I mean, like it is, anything free never really lasts, you know.
But what I'm wondering is this, when you call long distance with Pulver service, free world dial-up, thank you. God, I'm losing it here. When you call long distance with free world dial-up, is it a direct connection through the third-party source that they're leasing, or does it go through maybe Packet 8 and then from Packet 8 out into the PSTN? Because Pulver is totally supporting this VoIP regulation bill, and I think in reality he should fall under this regulation.
He would.
And,
who's joining default here?
That's not there again.
What's up?
Oh, hey, not
Duel.
There.
You missed Duel Parallel and everyone for a little bit. They're at the bar.
Oh yeah, I'm going to meet them right now, actually.
Hey, he said he pimped the show on Off the Hook. Did you listen?
No, I left, dude. I was coordinating this new stream and some other shit with you guys at that time.
Yeah,
I see.
I didn't hear the whole Off the Hook. I just heard the first hour, and they were talking about it in some movie, and Lucky City 5 and some other stuff.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
I
was asleep. I feared. I'm relying on Havoc for material. But he did send us some good stories. Again, that VoIP story is from Wired.com. Let's see. What else was he sending me? Oh, yeah. And then he sent me this, but it was a little too late. He was wondering, because HOPA has begun today, if any of the phone freaks have ever attended any of these conferences, such as the one at CFCA.org. Which is out in San Francisco, but this happened on June 8th, I believe. Whoa, is that an echo I hear? Am I hearing myself?
No, you're crazy. Anyways.
Voice over IP, man. Anyways, yeah, the CFCA.org holds some... it was held on June 8th, 2004, the 19th annual meeting and conference, and 11th annual exhibition... reducing revenue loss gaps. And they had a couple good speeches there.
No problem.
Whoa, not there.
Yeah, everybody says you're lame for not coming. Midnick and Darcy. Yeah, Midnick and Darcy are in the elevator right now. They are right
what?
Now. They don't believe me. He doesn't believe me.
What are you talking about?
You're so lame for not coming.
Who is that?
Hey.
Who?
Darcy.
Grab the phone from Not Theory so I can hear you. Just steal his phone.
Dude, I think his cell phone's cutting out, man. The cell phone reception was cutting out when he walked into the bar.
I see.
That was Darcy, by the way.
Huh?
That was Darcy.
That was Darcy?
Yeah. He said, because he said that they're Minnick and Darcy were right there. He just said that.
You're so lame.
All right, Darcy, big shouts to you. And, I'm lame, huh? Well, you want to pay to fly me out there? I'll get on the plane right now.
It's kind of late now.
I'll get on the plane right now. What's your
kind of weekend?
Dave, you have a good time. I gotta go.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, bye, Darcy.
Hold on.
Now? See, that's what I'm telling you, man. Meet all kinds of cool people, but nope, you got to wimp out. You just got owned.
Fear Darcy telling me I'm lame on my own show.
Yeah, what do you think?
Damn, dude, I didn't know we struck that much.
Man. And she wasn't playing around either. She had fire in her eyes when she was saying it. It was crazy.
Oh, God. I feel
anyway, I just thought that was funny that I was, you know, leaving the conference and all of a sudden I'm in the elevator with Mindick and Darcy. So I figured I'd try to get him on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway.
anyway. I hear that.
We're just about to, wait, where is this place? You down there?
You walk in the elevator and you're just, like, standing next to Mindick, like, hey, what's going? You look familiar.
No, I walked in and, I walked in the elevator, I was like, hey, what's up? And then you guys were talking, I was like, hey, thank you, if they were doing anything for the night. And they said, yeah, we got some stuff to do. I was like, hey, you want to be on default for a bit? He's like, no, I can't. Then Darcy just said, tell Lucky he sucks.
that's why Manic doesn't want to go on the show. You know that, Lucky.
Yeah. Hey, ignore everything he's telling you. That's completely false. That was just some chick he bumped into in the lobby.
That wasn't Mindick and Darcy.
Now.
You were right there.
That was Darcy. I have her voice print on file, and I compared it.
How about this? You call up Darcy tomorrow and ask her if it was really her, and she'll say yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was pretty funny, though. What?
So we're both going to have to drop. We're about to hit this bar now. We're both going to have to drop.
All right.
Dual called in from the bar. All right.
Yeah, we may have the bar wasted. All right.
Later.
Have a good time.
All right. Well, everyone's getting wasted, I hope. I guess we're going to continue reading news stories.
God. Yeah, so everyone that's listening to this at Hope, everyone's going to the bar, so don't listen to us.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, not theories in the bar. And Kevin Mindick and Darcy are out there, so meet up with them.
Oh, man.
And tell them how much Default sucks. You're like, yeah, I was listening to Default. That show sucks. Oh, man. But anyways, as I was saying before I got interrupted by Darcy telling me how much I suck, the CFCA.org conference out there in San Francisco looked pretty elite. They had, like, they had a bunch of talks from, like, people from network security at AT&T on telephony fraud with PBXs and stuff, introduction to wireless principles, voice over IP and potential fraud implications, all kinds of neat talks, and they have this about once a year. And I'm thinking we should roll out there sometime, you know, get ahead of the game, see what the telco's thinking, and one-up them. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get this next story here. Ooh, Addis.
Like, you're just going on newell.google.com, and you're just, like, typing in telecom.
No. I have all these ones right here in front of me, for thanks to Havoc. And big shouts to him, too. He's been giving us a lot of show content. You know, if Havoc didn't give me any content, I would have just, like, woke up and been like, shit, I got to do default. Where's Not Theory?
What about that one article in Security Focus? I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some news. Oh, God. Man. Yeah.
Were we talking this week, like, in the early beginning of this week, that we had, like, a lot to talk about besides that? Didn't we have something else to talk about?
Yeah, we did. We did. We had a lot of things. But, you know, the problem with us is we never write anything down.
Well, I think it was just, like, an idea we had, you know, drinking, and then just, like, you forget the idea.
Yeah. Well, as many people might not know, LuckyCon was this week.
And Sundance left
Monday early. Saturday. Oh, you know what? I do have shit to talk about. It's not telco-related, but it's a fun story.
It's not about him, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
This would be about our good friend, Accident, who, you know,
you'll see on Doug TV many, many times as Doug Osborne.
He will be on Doug TV many times, yes.
For a picture of Accident, go to DougTV.org and click picture. You'll see what I'm talking about.
By the way, Doug, coming up here at 8 Pacific, Big Slice in Fullerton. Are we going or what?
Big what?
The Big Slice, the pizza place out there in Fullerton, is having a Palmello meeting. Anyway, that'll be after the show.
You and Accident can go to that. I'm not going to that.
All right, so anyways, let's just get back into this. Accident came over here for LuckyCon, which was, I think, July 3rd, 2004, until today. And
Yeah.
Yeah, and my parents were basically gone all week. Well, anyways, Accident comes over the first night, and that was the one and only night that Accident attended LuckyCon.
That was the 4th of July night. That was the night of 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then it hit, early fucking Monday on the 5th. Yeah.
And that was the one and only night that he'll ever attend my house, period. He basically came in, and he couldn't keep his hands off of anything. Everything he saw, he just had to touch. Doug, you know what I'm talking about. He'd go over to the exit sign over by my door, and he was like, "Ooh, cool, an exit sign!" And he turned the light on. And
okay, you know what? All right, I'm gonna talk about some things. Accident, yes, he likes to touch everything that he can, and just say feared everything. I'm going to say, Accident or not Accident. Lucky's mom has a lot of antique stuff. You know, they have a fucking candlestick phone laying in like some shelf. You know. Old chairs and shit, just like neat, interesting, antique things. One of the things she has is a gumball machine that is older than Lucky. And there are gumballs in them that are older than Lucky. Well, Accident decides to look at the gumball machine and take one out. He's like, "Ooh, cool, I want one." And Lucky's like, "What the hell are you doing? You do know that those gumballs are, like, older than I am." And he's like, "Yeah, so?" So what he does, he puts it in his mouth and he chips his tooth, being like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
Yeah, man, like, I told him, dude, that was the last present that my mom got from her dad, and, you know, I'm sure my mom would not appreciate him touching it, because, you know, that's like sentimental.
Let alone turning it to get the gumball
out.
Yeah,
and then so what does he do? He doesn't listen to me, he turns it, gets a gumball, and I think a little bit of karma came back to him when he chipped his tooth. Then what did he do, Doug? He came in here, stumbling, intoxicated. I don't know how he became into that state.
Anyways,
he comes in here into the computer room, and he breaks my mom's antique chair.
Apparently, he sits on the chair and he was not really thinking properly, and he was kneeling back in it, thinking it was a rocking chair. And Lucky was across from him on another desk, and he was like, "Hey, Lucky," and he kneels back. And sure as shit, I hear a loud crack. And then later that day, when Lucky starts to sit on the chair, sure as shit, when Lucky sits on it, the fucking pieces of wood and shit just start breaking off.
Yeah, man, that thing's broken into like 80 pieces right now. And my mom's like, my mom's all like, "Don't throw that away. We might be able to glue it back."
Oh man.
Yeah.
He did other stuff too, but there's just too much in it. Oh yeah, okay. Look, he has a ceiling fan in the living room. And the ceiling fan is just a ceiling fan, there's no light, there's nothing on it, just a ceiling fan. Well, he turns the ceiling fan on to the high setting. And then there's, of course, a black switch on the ceiling fan, which we all usually should know that what that does for those who don't have a ceiling fan is that switches the direction of the blade.
Oh god.
The blade, he turns it on, and then he's about to hit the black switch, and I prevent him. I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm going to turn on the light." And I'm like, "What fucking light are you going to turn on? There's no light on that. Do you have any idea what that does?" He's like, "Well, if it doesn't turn on the light, what does it do?" And it switches the blade. But I'm just like, I don't understand why he would think that would turn on a light that just doesn't exist when you can just tell that there's no light on the ceiling fan. Are you that retarded?
Yeah, and Accident seems to have a problem with... He's like one of those kids where if he took a tour to NASA and they sat him in the cockpit and there was a big red button that said do not push, The first thing accident it would do is just press that button.
No. The first thing he'd be like, here, and then he presses it. Well, look, yeah. Accident is a funny kid, and he's fun to talk to, but he's not one you'd want at your own house.
No. He is banned from many houses. Well, we were talking to White Sword earlier about the story I'm about to bring up. And
hold on.
Yeah, okay. I'll just keep talking. But anyways, and White Sword was like, yeah, I don't know accident or anything, but he's never coming to my house, ever. So, yeah, so anyways, one night, as it were, last night, around 2 a.m., and I've been having all kinds of weird sleeping patterns right now. So anyways, around 2 a.m., it dawned on me that I had not gotten the mail. So for whatever reason, I figured, all right, whatever, it's 2 a.m., I walked outside to get the mail. When I returned from getting the mail, I was surprised to find out that my fucking front door was locked. So I'm like, what the hell? So I jump my fence. I go around to the garage, which the garage door on the side was open. But, of course, the door into my house was still locked. And the reason I didn't have any keys, again, I was just going outside. I left the front door unlocked. I was just going to get the mail. Yeah, I was just going to get the mail. And I came back, and the thing was locked. And so I'm sitting in my garage. It's 2 in the morning. What the hell am I supposed to do? Call a locksmith and pay $300 for a locksmith to come out at 2 in the morning to pick my lock and let me in? I don't think so. So I'm sitting there trying to pick my lock myself for like 20 minutes. I eventually just get totally pissed off and kick in the door. So now I have a new door that I have to fix. And, you know, I'm just like pissed off at myself because I'm like, shit, my parents are going to fear. And I come inside and I look at the door and sure as shit, it's still unlocked. So I'm like, what the fuck? So this time I grab my keys, I walk outside, and I turn it. And it's still locked. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I look, and sure as hell, man, the doorknob has, like, an auto lock thing on it. And accident just had to fiddle with that on the one day he was here. He fiddled with that doorknob thing and turned it to auto lock, protect on. And when I left, of course, it locked itself behind me, thus making me have to break down my own fucking door just to get into my house.
So what was the AIM conversation that you were telling me about that?
Oh, I was just harassing him on AIM, and he was like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And then, like, eventually he coughed up, and he was like, oh, yeah, now I remember when we went out to buy that stuff. I put the lock on to make sure that no one would come and break into your house. I'm like, okay, you know, accident, when I leave the house to go somewhere, I have my keys. I lock the front door behind me. You know, you didn't have to lock my own house. I know how to lock up my house. Like, why don't you just, like, not care if my house gets robbed because it's my house, not yours? What the hell are you doing? Again, touching things in other people's houses. Like, you shouldn't do something if you don't know what it's for or you don't have any reason to do it.
Yeah, that kid has the perfect handle.
Yeah, accident. You know, and I believe, episode 18 of Default Radio, Decoder had made a comment, which is very true and still holds true to this day, and that comment would be, accident owed, his mother should have swallowed.
That wasn't 18, you moron. That was a special episode. That wasn't even Default Radio. That was not on Default Radio.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, that wasn't on Default Radio at all.
Oh, okay.
That was just some special thing back when, some accident did something stupid, and, like, I don't know, like, that was some show, not just Decoder, but some other people.
Man, accident, he's going to be on Doug TV a lot, you know? We should just make accident TV.
No. Well, it's pretty funny because people are going to, like, understand when they watch the show, and they're just, you know what, though, like, I don't hate the guy. I think accident's a funny kid. I think it's funny that he left Lucky outside of his house. I think that's just comedy right there. Lucky might not think so because he got old, but I think it's hilarious. So big shots to accident.
Oh, God. And I bet you anything that's him calling on the Vonage right now. Oh, hold on one second. Yeah, hello?
Who just joined?
Hello.
Hey. It's Mattis.
Yes, is this? Oh, hold on one second, Doug. Is Natus on the line?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, fill in for me for a second.
All right. Anyways, what's going on, Natus? We're talking about an accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's going on?
I just had to go from Hotel Pennsylvania down to my friend's house in the East Village and get a new battery for my cell phone, and I had to get my laptop so I can bring that back to the conference right now.
Yeah, if you go to DougTV.org and you click on pictures, I put the two pictures in Times Square of you and Non-Theory.
How'd they come out?
Probably pretty good for, like, an Earthcam picture, you know. I mean, you can, I know, it's circled, like, yeah, that's where they are. They're in front of the payphone,
cool.
So they're looking at the camera.
Cool.
Who else just joined?
Hey, guys, this is Stank. I just joined back on. I didn't know if you guys were going to go past 11 or not.
We might actually, Rant Radio, Sumerian said, by all means, we're allowed to go after because the other show that's after us is on hiatus or something, so Sumerian
okay,
was all,
well,
all for us.
I just stepped outside. I don't want to interrupt anybody if they're talking, but we were all sitting around in there kind of talking, telling stories in the bar here, and I was reminded of a story I wanted to come on and tell you guys on Default Radio. It's a default fitting story if you've got a couple minutes, that I'll tell it now.
By all means, go ahead. Lucky's on the other phone right now, so just go ahead.
Okay, good deal. I don't know if some of the listeners of my show, and I don't know if you guys know this for sure, but I switched jobs recently. I quit the other job I was working. I just started at a new place.
Right.
So when I go into this new place, one of the first things they do is they set the phones and setting up your voicemail systems and stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So I go in there. There was one other person also hired in the same day as me. So we go in there. They set up the voicemail system. So when they first set the voicemail up, of course, everything's on default. So they say, here, you press this, dial the voicemail, you need to, you know, do record your name and record your message and change your password and stuff, right?
Right.
So I do that, everything's cool, no problem. The default password, of course, is 111. So I go in, I change my password, I set everything up, done deal. Well, I go over to the other guy, the other new guy's office, and he asked me, he didn't know how to connect to us, so I showed him how to connect to the voicemail, right? Now, the funny thing is not that the voicemail was on default password of 111. The funny part of the story is this. He dials into the voicemail, and literally my mouth almost hit the floor. My jaw dropped watching him do this. This guy is a visualstudio.net programmer, I think. This guy goes in, and the default password is 111. So when he goes in to change passwords, he changed his password. I'm sitting there listening. From 111 to his new extension number, so his extension matches his password.
Oh, man.
So he went from one default password to another.
That's just, oh, God. That's like changing it to 1234. It's the same.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't help it. When I heard it, I just absolutely couldn't believe it.
Did you tell him, like, you know, you do know that that's a security risk right there?
I did mention it to him, and I left because I just couldn't, you know. I'm hoping
you're
he changed
laughing.
Me after I said something. Yeah, I was
you're
trying
laughing.
Not to. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying that maybe he was just testing it. Maybe he went back in afterwards and changed it. Maybe he didn't want to change it in front of me. Maybe he was actually being smart about the whole thing. That's what we'll go with. That's the story we'll go with.
That could be true. Yeah, that could be true. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But Stank, I thought your voicemail was on default. Default Stank.
the cell phone.
Yeah,
the cell phone was.
Yeah, I believe your phone was on default for about a year and a half, as I recall.
Yeah. No, not a year and a half.
Just over a year.
Just over a year.
Yeah. Well,
man, remind me to never call in and share stories with you again, Lucky.
Hey, I appreciated that story. Maybe Lucky did, but I sure
did. No, I did. That was pretty funny. That was pretty hilarious. But speaking of default passwords, Havoc has mailed us a list of four URLs that have default passwords for just about everything. And that first URL would be CIRT, that's Chicken Charlie, IRT, .net/CGI-bin/passwd.pl. The second URL is www.phenoelit. That's phenoelit.
Lucky. Lucky, this is stupid when you're doing it on the radio. Just send me the show, the links later, and we'll put them on the show notes on the front.
All right, and sure give Tiny put Tiny URLs to them, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going back in here. You guys have fun on the show. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. See you later.
Right. Later.
So is not Terry back yet?
No.
He's at the bar, I believe.
Yeah, he dropped for the bar. He's got better things to do, like get drunk.
Natus, he goes in the elevator with a cell phone, and right next to him in the elevator is Minnick and Darcy.
Really?
So Darcy was on default calling Lucky a moron or something.
Hey, yeah. Minnick's so owned, I was on the elevator, and it stopped at the sixth floor, and it was all packed, so no one else could get on and get him in there, Minnick and Darcy. I'm like, owned, you're on the sixth floor.
That's karma. That's karma for Darcy saying our show sucks.
What? She said her show sucks?
She said I was lame and that default sucks.
I agree with her, though.
Yeah, it was great.
She was like, you suck without Dakota, Lucky.
No, she didn't say that. But she did come on here and said, I don't know, maybe she just singled me out and said I suck. But I take that as a hit. I take that as a hit to the show.
Whoa, we're streaming past 8 o'clock. You got permission for this, Doug?
Yeah. We got a shout box, I guess, is not running tonight, so. Samarian said it was cool as long as Reagan says it was cool, and yes, it is cool. So we're going a little bit longer. I don't know how long, but just got to see if anyone else drops in.
Yeah. Should we start taking call-ins then, or?
You guys should, because I have to go in a minute. I have to get on the subway, so I'm going to have to drop too for probably 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, we don't have anything really else to talk about. I mean, I guess we should just, like, start taking... We don't have a real call in line yet, people, but pretty soon we will. So what we might have to do is just set up an extension. We'll probably do it on Bell's Mind.
Yep. And, yeah, let's just have them come in on here.
We'll set up a separate one. I'll give you what to announce here, and you'll three with this.
Okay.
Hold on here. I'm going to give up a 914 number to Bell's Mind. Is that way if you block people, block their caller ID?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm getting a call here. One second.
What the hell? I guess I got to fill in while Doug's getting a call. I don't know what the hell this is about. Natus, are you with me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, man.
So did you hear about the little S-bomb that got dropped on off the hook tonight?
Yeah, what was that?
A guy was, he gave Mitnick a hug when Mitnick was handing over the microphone to him so he could talk. And then it was all John Kerry Steve, so he's like, so John Kerry can do that shit? And everyone just kind of looked at him like, oh, you're on the radio, the real radio, not default.
John Kerry can do what shit? What the hell are they talking about?
I don't know, something about hugging someone or some shit like that. John Kerry likes to do that, I guess.
I see. No, but Duel was saying that he dropped, like, default radio on off the hook.
Oh,
Duel.
Really?
Duel.
Oh, I wasn't even there, man. Me and Not Theory went up to that payphone in Times Square.
I was there from like eight to nine,
but then at nine we went there.
Yeah, I heard the first hour of Off the Hook. It was I went to the website and saw the streaming. I was going to try to stream it on DDP, but just having problems with IceCraft. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I gotta go, guys. I'm gonna go catch the end right now
up to
the hotel. I'll call back in a couple minutes.
Okay, man. See you later.
Later.
All right, so I guess we're going to set up a call-in. You got an extension yet, Doug? Or?
I sent you an IM here. It's 914-595. It does not trap CPN, so if you can block your caller ID, that one number, you don't have to worry about, if you don't trust Not Theory, you don't have to worry about him getting your number. And the extension we're going to be in, dial 6, and the PIN is 333.
Yep. So there you go. 914-595-0135. Extension
call in. You can listen in live. You can just chill. You can talk. It doesn't really matter. We don't really care. You know.
Yeah. Extension 6333. And give us your commentary and help our show not suck.
Yeah, so everyone that's listening on Rat Radio, anyone from the DDP,
oh,
fucking our personal own friends, yeah, just call that up, see what's up.
Yeah,
I want to hear from Tron. I haven't heard from Tron in a while. I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
He'll
just come on and bitch about, like, bring Decoder back.
Oh, you know what? I mean, we do have something to talk about. We got something to talk about that's going on with a certain little SoCal phone number project.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that project.
Yeah, well, it's a project being worked out. I'm going to VoIP info, or what is it?
VoIP-info.
Yeah, VoIP-info, and I've been reading about asterisk and stuff. What I plan on doing this weekend and next weekend, with help from a lot of people, not Theory, of course, Natus, because he's good with asterisk there, and some other people, and Nick 84, too. Nick 84 sent me the call-in script that we were using on his box for default. The reason his call-in was great, but it was just the bandwidth is UK. That's why there was a huge delay.
Yeah.
But he sent me the script, and what I'm going to probably do is set up the official call-in line out here in SoCal, the 909. As well as that, there might be other projects going on with the Asterisk Box, but we will have an official call-in line. The Asterisk Box will be right here in the quote studio, and it'll be a good call-in line. So it'll be the official number. You can tell your friends. You can, you know, make stickers out of it, you know.
Well, yeah, and eventually there is going to be a studio.
Yes. We're going to make some changes to default.
Yeah.
Me and Lucky are fucking, this is getting kind of pointless, the fact that we're still on the phone here when we live almost like right next door to each other.
Yeah, we could just be in the studio.
I could probably find
other things to talk about.
So what is happening, there is a certain unnamed location with a spare room for myself and Lucky to do the show live of course, and doing the show in a quote studio room. The room looks pretty nice. You know, there's the table with the fucking microphones and shit. It's got a like a little futon couch, speakers around the wall, and, of course, an asterisk box where the call-in line will be. And it'll be like a real, actual... It's just something we're starting out now, kind of new. Kind of like, of course, people have already know the Sean Kennedy TV show, how they had that nice little studio. It's kind of like that. Of course, not video. It's going to be audio. But we're still going to have the same format of telecom and freaking. We're not stopping Default Radio. People have been asking me about shit that's been going on. Default Radio is not going anywhere. I want to have this show go on for another 6 months at least.
Yeah.
I want to have a good full year. And our full year anniversary will be around November, because that's when we started. Can't believe it's already been over 6 months we've been doing this crappy show. And, of course, we started our six-month anniversary. Actually started on Rat Radio, so it was kind of new for us on Rat Radio. First, we started on, you know, an independent, quote, like, fucking stream server, then we moved on to DDP, and we're still on DDP today, just the server problems, but, I mean, we're still with DDP, and, of course, now we're on Rat Radio, but we're not going anywhere. Me and Lucky are just going to be doing the show in person, and plus the quality will sound better, and we'll have the official call-in number where anybody can call in. You know, we're going to have friends that can call in, not there, you can call in, you know, so it'll be better this way.
So, you are three-wayed into that extension, right?
No, you need a three-way. I'm already using tons of bandwidth right now, streaming.
Oh, my God. So these people, no wonder no one's calling.
Let's give out the number one more time before we three-way that in, because of delay and everything. 914-595-0135. After you hear the doo-doo-doo-doo, and you start hearing a greeting, dial 6333. And that will be the bridge of everyone. But, yes, we will be setting up that asterisk box for a real official call-in line again. We don't know what the number is yet, because that's obviously not set up. And Lucky should be calling that.
Yeah, I just called it, and I'm currently the only person in that conference.
Yeah, I figured as much. Remember, again, 914-595-0135. When you hear the guy talking about menus, just hit 6 and then dial 333. Another thing, too, is a perfectly good call-in line for the fucking... What the hell was I going to say? Yes, that's a good call-in line on a Friday night. You know, that will be the call-in line. But what about all the other days? Because we're not on like a morning show. We're not on every day or anything like that.
there are a couple of ideas that I have planned for the Asterisk Box during out the week. One of them may be is if I had this idea this morning about if anyone else has a show and they want to have a real call-in line, I'd probably be willing to share them another password and account they can use for their show.
Yep.
So that way they can have a real call-in line. And, you know, as long as they keep it limited, you know, not, I mean, like 1,000 people, of course, but, I mean, there, of course, will be limitations and everything, but, I mean, the 2 to 3 people on the same line, if they ever wanted to have that many, to have their own call-in line. So I might set that up. But another idea I also had was kind of setting up, getting more bandwidth in the house and setting up a new bridge. That might be happening where anybody's welcomed. So.
Oh, yeah, and that reminds me. Were we going to talk about the other Doug Bridge, or is that going to be off the air for now?
Doug Bridge. I think that's what I was just talking about. You mean the one that we were planning?
The other Doug Bridge that already exists.
No, that we. Oh, you mean, the one that we found out one morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it doesn't fucking matter. We're not going to use that. If anyone wants to explore that, it really doesn't matter. I hardly doubt anyone's going to use that. For people like anyone that used to know us from back in the day or today, the SoCal was, of course, the SoCal Bridge that where, well, I actually first started in the phones. But the SoCal went down around October, and the number used to be just be a milliwatt. The low end was a milliwatt, and the high end, which was just dead air, was nothing. It was a lot like a loop.
Yeah,
but,
it wasn't a loop, though. Don't confuse our listeners. It was designed to look like a loop, but it was actually a 6-port conference.
And for anyone that doesn't know what the SoCal is, I highly suggest you listen to episode 10 because that is me and Dakota explaining about what the SoCal was. And then after that, there was clips from people that used to call the SoCal. It was probably the best bridge, in my opinion. A lot of people will say, no, the PLA or whatever, but yeah. I do like the PLA too, but the SoCal was just kind of like, well, for one thing, it was local for me, so that was even sweet, you know. But that was the bridge. But some shit happened. It went down in October, and that Asterisk box, it was an Asterisk box on real phone lines, and that box died. It just got shut off. Who knows what happened? Well, recently they changed those numbers, both the low number and the high number, and any area code that North County is in. And they changed it to the party line, which is the annoying operator. You know, you've reached the free and fun party line. Well, I called that up one day, and I discovered that it entered room 1, but all it was doing was playing music. Now, usually when you hear music, it's when there's nobody in a certain room, which rarely happens because there is tons of people on that party line.
Yeah, for anyone else, call 909-661 anything besides 1118 or 1119. For example, 661-2345. That'll get you the real party line. And basically, 661 anything is supposed to get you the party line. However, the what used to be the high and low end of our 6-port conference now it's disguised as a party line, but in reality, it's like it's its own personal little conference that nobody knows about.
Right,
like, it's still a party line.
And it's even like that with the other area codes that went to the SoCal. There was one at 619 area code.
Yeah, the 619-364.
So, yes, for those who used to call the SoCal, if you call it up now, yes, you will hear that greeting, which you think you'd be calling the party line, but little do you know, you're entering your own private party line. Because for some reason, they either forgot or they're doing this intentionally. They forgot to connect it with the actual party line. For some reason, there's no link right there. So I'd called it up, but the greeting is annoying as hell, and I'm sure you're not going to listen to that. I know you. I'm not going to put the listeners through that. So,
yeah, that's the new listener call-in line.
No, that would just get annoying. People, no. So yeah, it's kind of weird.
People don't even call Bell's mind. I mean,
yeah, you got 5 empty rooms. Yeah, no one's calling that. Yeah, screw it.
Well. Fine. If you guys aren't gonna call into the show, then
hold on. I gotta call again.
Oh God. You know, Doug and his frickin' calls. Oh, Dougie, won't you come over? God damn it, Biznatch! I'm doing default radio.
But Doug, you need to come over. It's after 8. Default should be over.
That's my impersonation of the call that's going on.
on the other end, and that's what I'm going to have to attribute this to, is Doug having female difficulties, as it were. I was about to end the show, but I don't want to stream a bunch of silence, so I'm sort of waiting for Doug to click back over now.
Okay, that's Cessna on the line. I'll be right back when we get him on here.
Oh, that's Cessna. Okay, we'll wait for him to come back on here then. Shit. All you guys are out there at Hope. Gonna kill you. Sucks. You guys should pull together some money. Send Doug out there or something. God damn it. Doug takes forever. Just a three-way freaking call. Hello? Is someone else on here? Hello? Hello? Who's joining the conference? Okay. That's great.
All right, Cessna's coming in here on the main bridge. I got to ask you something on AIM.
Okay. What the fuck? Ask me something on AIM. Go ahead. Oh, God.
I might actually have it somewhere. Hold on. It's around here somewhere. We're having a private conversation. Yeah, Cessna, I gave Cessna the main number, so he should be calling in. He's on a VoIP phone, actually.
Yeah, I heard someone join, and they didn't say anything, so I'm going to have to assume that's Cessna on a shitty VoIP phone.
No, he's not on a shitty VoIP phone.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, is that Cessna?
This is Cessna, calling from Hope.
Hey, what's up there? And you're trying to find Stink, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to find Stink.
Yeah, well, Stink Dog, if you're listening, Cessna is trying to find you. Call into Bell's Mind, extension 6333. And, try and help your boy out, man. He's out here at Hope. He's stranded. He's lost. And he's trying to find you.
Yeah, I guess it's the default radio, I believe, is playing in some room. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Stank was getting that going earlier.
Yeah.
So how's the show going tonight, guys?
Pretty good.
It sucks as usual, but that's okay.
That's good. Shut the hell up. You don't know what you're talking about. It only sucks because you're on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what Darcy said, at least. what the fuck is it?
Yeah.
Who just joined?
Hello?
Who just joined?
Natus.
Oh, hey Natus.
Where are you right now?
I am on the corner where the hotel is.
Do you know where the bar is that Not Theory and Snake are at?
No, not unless it's like right here, maybe. Let me look and see if there's any bars.
Alright. Oh, God. This is going to be funny. Let's go rocks.
We got Natus cruising for the bars. Cessna lost. I was making an imitation phone call of you on the other line while you were sitting there on the line. I thought it was going to be one of your girls calling. And you were like,
oh.
Huh? I was making an imitation call of Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Yeah, I when Cessna called him, I thought it was going to be one of his girls calling, and I was making a little imitation call of him.
Oh, hey, I never met Cessna today. I never met Cessna or Duel.
Well, they're at the bar,
they should
man.
Be in the bar. They should be in the bar, except Cessna. Cessna wants to know where the bar is.
Yeah. I don't understand why you didn't go with Not Theory to the bar.
What?
He had to get his laptop and a cell phone charger or something.
Yeah, why didn't you go with Not Theory to the bar?
Hold on, there's a bar right here. I'm going up.
God. Who just joined?
That's Cessna again. Evidently, the network went down and...
It's going to get all loud in a second, man, because I'm going... it's going to get really loud.
Alright. Okay. Yo, that's lead, though.
I fear traveling into the bar.
Who is that?
He's looking out your crew.
Yeah.
Where are they at?
He's not here.
He's not?
No, they're not here. This place is ghetto.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is... Now it's just like, this place is whack. Fuck this bar.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where the hell they are. I don't think there's any bars right here.
I see.
Maybe they're at the bar at the hotel, huh?
So they're lost in action. They're missing in action.
Let me go in and I'll see if they're in the hotel bar.
Okay, hold on.
Is that Natus?
Yeah, who's that?
Natus, this is Cessna, man. Where are you at?
Hey, I didn't see you today anywhere.
Okay, I'm up here in the network lounge. What is it, level 4-2?
Yeah. I'm right here at front.
Where are you going to be at, man? I'll meet up with you.
I'm going to be walking in the doors in a second. And I'm going to be walking around the lobby. We'll have a reunion. We'll unite on Default Radio. For the first time ever live.
I think this is exiting the realm of Default Radio and entering the realm of it becoming a Hope Locator conference.
Okay, guys.
I don't see him at the bar here.
So I think we should just let things settle down. Start rolling the music, Doug. Doug, where the hell is our engineer?
He left. He's over it.
We stopped streaming half an hour ago.
Well, good. I hope we did. We should have stopped streaming a half an hour ago.
But you're not.
Yeah, I know. I think we're still streaming.
But exactly. Yeah, I don't know. There's no bar here.
I lost Snake. I think they said it was Barty something. It's like when you walk out of the hotel, it's like you make a right on the second street or something like that.
Okay. Oh, really?
The phone was cutting out. The reception was getting low.
Well, I'm not 21, so it's not really going to do me any good if I go there.
Okay. Oh. You're going to be 21 for DEF CON, aren't you, Natus?
No.
Oh, fuck you. You're not hanging out with us.
Fuck you, dude. What are you talking about, man? I'm hanging out at a bar. Screw that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. In Nevada, as long as you guys fall under the legal construence of me being your guardian, you can go into bars with me.
No, you know what we're going to do? Lucky's going to accidentally leave alcohol somewhere, and me and Addis are going to just happen to drink it, and then it'll be legal.
No,
that happens quite often here in New York City,
You can't legally possess it. You can only
legally possess it in the hotel if I accidentally.
Yeah, you can possess it in the hotel in a private area, but you can't possess it in public.
Not that Doug would ever do such incriminating thing. Well, even though it's not incriminating, actually, it makes it look bad now. But who cares about DEF CON? People at home only hear about DEF CON. Fuck that.
Yeah. So anyways,
me and Stefan are here now.
Yeah, we followed that up.
Yes, that's not, all right. So a reunion has been joined via Default Radio.
Yep.
And I think that's about it, man.
Yeah.
Just to give a teaser, Joel Parallel is on the special edition of Off the Hook, and I actually got a video of him asking questions on the show. So
yeah, Joel
I'm not sure what's going to become of that video. But people will be seeing it maybe sometime in the future.
So Cessna, I heard he dropped defaultradio.com.
That is affirmative. He went up there and started talking about call party number and off-diverting a little bit. And he did drop default a couple times, and Manuel asked what default was, and he went through the the explanation of everything. So we'll pimp
him. Nice. Pimping the show.
That's right.
Daniel didn't even know what it was. Your daddy didn't even know what default was, Lucky.
Oh, I'm sure he was just asking so that Duel would inform the audience.
Oh yeah, he's just playing along, huh?
Yep.
that is.
All right. We're going to wrap it up here. This is
I'm not going to wrap it up. What are you talking about? We got a lot of shit to talk about still.
what do we have to talk about?
I got to get a guest on here, but the fucker ain't answering his phone. Hold on. And no, it's not who you think, Lucky. Hold on.
So, so Doug's calling Stank Dog again.
Oh, God.
Telling me I don't... It's not who I think.
Dustin's digging through his bag of telephones and wires.
Oh, really? Are you guys going to go to the 20th floor?
I don't know.
I
don't know how you get up there, Lucky.
Yeah, well, I want to encourage... I wish to encourage everyone at Hope. Can you not get to the 19th floor?
Yes, I know how to get to the 19th. I saw information on how to get up there.
Yes, I know ways of getting to the 19th, but I'm not going to release them over the air. But you should be able to get to the 19th fairly easily. Anyone should be able to figure this one out. And once you get to the 19th floor, there's also a 20th floor. There's a flight of stairs up to what used to be a penthouse suite back in the day. Now it's just an old school room, and it has all the telephone wiring for the PBX is all up there. The PBX is not in there, but all the wiring for the whole hotel, the boards and everything are up there. The punch
down
blocks.
Might have to get some video of that.
Yeah, so I want all the phone freaks to have a nice
little
party there.
Little trip
an
up
urban
there.
Exploration on the 20th floor.
Sounds lit.
In fact, maybe you guys should get on your cell phone and go up there for us.
You want us to?
Let's do it.
Go to the 19th and I'll try and guide you as best I can from my memory on how to get to the 20th. The 20th is not accessible by how you would get to the 19th because it's not an actual. It's not an actual floor. They just built like another room up on the top of the hotel.
All right. I think I saw information on how to get to the 19th at the rest of the elevators. We're going on the express elevator from the mezzanine level where they have all the network, and we're going taking express right up to the
18th. Oh, you don't get there by elevator.
Right, I know. I saw some information about the one of the main conference rooms or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think our cell phones are going to drop while we're on the elevator?
No, they won't. They won't drop. We've got pretty good coverage. I'll be sure.
I think not. They heard Josh when he wanted not in the elevator.
Well, maybe we both have different services, so maybe one of us will keep signal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Antennas up, people.
While we're on hold here with the elevator, I did want to mention that Whitethroat has sent me episodes 3 and 4 of his television show. So expect to be seeing Whitethroat 3 coming up soon.
Whitethroat TV 3! Nice.
So hopefully I'll get that in the mail tomorrow because it should be here tomorrow and I'll release 3 up tomorrow.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
One male, one female.
And,
one was wearing a Giants t-shirt, and three of them was wearing a hat.
Well, what is that?
It's one of the security guys for the radio.
Oh, I see. Are you in the elevator, or where are you guys at?
Yep, we're hitting the 18th floor right now, and we're getting out right now. Excuse
okay.
me. Let's see, I think we're seeing instructions around here somewhere.
Sort of bust out the elevator.
It's rather easy. I sort of don't really want to guide you on the air because I'm sure security and whatnot is probably listening to Default Radio and would like to secure that as soon as possible.
Okay, we're going up a set of stairs right now.
This is what I thought it was.
Yes.
This office is not a Wayman wing. Please turn around, make a right at the bottom of the stairs. Oh, it's locked.
There is another flight of stairs.
Is it right next to C, Lockie?
Huh?
Are you talking about where C is?
No. There's another flight of stairs. Wait, what do you mean C?
The exhibit hall. Yeah, conference room C.
No. Well, it the the 20th floor is next to what used to be conference room C at H2K2. But I have no idea what conference room C is over there right now.
Okay, we're looking.
Stop being interfering.
Yeah, there's another flight of stairs way over on the other side of the building, if you get my drift.
Okay. We're seeing another set of elevators that are going up.
Look at this wiring.
Yeah.
There's there's some kind of panel. Ooh, here we go.
Looks like it's going up higher than 18. Looks like we're in a service elevator right now. Yes, here's room 20. Level 20.
Really?
Yeah, we're in a, looks like a service elevator. We're probably somewhere where we shouldn't be right now.
This is Lee.
I'm getting a little nervous. We're in exploration for the hotel.
Oh,
my God.
Did you guys just set her for an alarm?
We're in an equipment room right now.
Keep this door open. Don't let it shut.
Oh, man. What the fuck are you doing?
We're in an area we really shouldn't be right now.
There's a toilet over here.
Yeah, I think there's like a boiler room and stuff.
Lucky? This is kind of scary. I'm running. I'm scared.
No. Guys, go on the 19th floor if you can access it from there. Don't go on the 20th, but
okay,
go on the 19th.
Let's go back down to 19th.
Wow, this floor is scary.
Yeah, by the 20th floor, I did not mean actually to access the 20th floor. I didn't know there was a real 20th floor. I just know there's another flight of stairs from the 19th floor in the main area that goes into another room that should be unlocked if you can get into the 19th floor.
There's a big 9X sign right here, actually. It's kind of lit.
That's badass. Man, I wish you guys had video of this or pictures or something so we could articulate this.
Okay, we're going into an exit on the 19th floor. We're seeing another stairwell.
What do you mean?
It's actually going down, and then it can go up. There's like a fitness club. Let's see. I bet this is going back to the same place where we were earlier. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Who dropped?
I think Manus dropped. Yeah, this is exactly where we were before.
Yeah.
I don't think you got.
You guys used the elevators to get to where you're at right now, right?
Yeah, we used the elevators.
No, that's not what you want to use. You would have.
We're on the stairwell right now, though.
Yeah, but I don't think you're in the right stairwell.
Okay, let's continue on number 19 and see what we get. I don't think Navis actually has cell service right now. He dropped. He's trying to call back, though.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue on 19. You guys are recording this, right?
Yeah. We're rolling. We're everything, man. We're streaming. We're rolling.
Does it say anything on the door, Lucky? Does it say, like, equipment room or anything?
No, dude. No, that's what I'm saying. It's into the actual 19th floor, just as if it were the 18th.
Oh, is it?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, we're going up another set of stairs.
And it's a little...
His Verizon Wireless, the cell phone's cutting out, so you can hear it on Seth's phone. You can hear him talking.
Okay, we're going on to a 21st. Looks like we're going to the balcony. Holy fucking shit.
You can hear Natas like, oh my God.
Jesus, I have no idea where you guys are. I didn't know there was a 20th and a 21st floor. I'm not talking about that. You guys are, like, not in the right area.
Yeah,
we're leader.
We're on the roof.
Oh, God, you're on the roof?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wasn't that where Natas was earlier?
We're in the motor room for the elevator system. I'm not going any higher than this.
No. Get out of there. Get on to the 18th floor in the main area. You can access the 19th floor from any of the main floors, and I'll tell you how when you get there.
Okay.
It's getting tiring.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to be back here.
Yeah, I don't think so either. The roof is probably not the best place for you guys to be. Yeah, who joined?
Hey, if somebody says anything, we'll just tell them. Oh, shit, okay. We got
you're
lost.
Looking for a bathroom. Dude, the feedback
you're
is
looking
awesome.
For a bathroom. Oh, shit, I think I just heard somebody. Somebody's coming.
You guys better get the fuck out of there.
We're trying to. We're waiting on the damn elevator.
We joined.
Security camera right there, dude.
Well, fuck. Let's go back to
the security camera.
Yeah, let's go on the stairs.
We're definitely owned, dude. There's a security camera.
I don't
right
give
there.
A shit. Let's go down.
Yeah, use the stairwells to get down to where you need to get, and
the
stairwells
that
I'm talking about.
It's like you were trying to get a smoke and shit, and fucking you were trying to chill.
Yeah. Okay, here's 18.
Here's where we came.
All right, yeah, go into 18th, like in the main conference area.
Okay, we're cool now.
All right, you're
okay,
in the main conference area, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, now go up to, say, room 1801 or something, like you're trying to go to a room.
Okay.
Okay, now look around on the wall. There should be a little thing that says, in case of an emergency, such as a fire, and follow that path to the fire exit.
Oh, that'd be this way.
That's where we just were.
That's there's two fire exits though. Which
okay.
one? Go to the other one on the other side of the building.
Okay. See, that's where we just were talking about the fitness club.
Yeah. Yeah, you were on the wrong side of the building.
Oh, so the fitness club one isn't the one we're looking for?
No.
So it's
we just turn right back around.
Okay. Oh man. Yeah, what's up? Sharon, is that you?
Tron-con.
I heard someone say hello.
Yeah. Well, if you're off default, I mean, you might want to speak up, or maybe they have a bad internet connection and they're just trying to listen in.
Okay, we're now back into like a main conference area where they had the keynote speaker and stuff today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see a door that says B on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see stairwells that go down, but I don't see anything that goes.
Did Natas ditch you?
What?
Oh, I thought Natas ditched you. He was like, fuck this, I'm out of here, I'm going to go drink.
Wait, you don't see any stairwells that go up?
No.
Near the big main conference room, right?
You know, I'd have to get a map of this shit. All I know is there's two fire exits. Either one of them should lead you to floor 19, and floor 19 should look exactly like 18, sort of.
What the fuck are you all doing?
Who are you? Who is that?
Are you guys playing a video game?
I'm not going that way. Fuck.
Who the fuck are you? Who's talking about? What?
We're in the conference room right now.
Who are you?
Who are you? I'll tell you who I am.
Lucky, hang up on the other line, will you?
All right, hold on.
Lurker on here.
I hung up on it.
Yeah, it was a fucking bullshit. Anyways, what?
Okay, there's no more. There's no more fire escapes here. Everything
no more
else.
Fire escapes.
Everything else we saw goes down. And there was only one set that went up, and that was by the fitness club.
That's weird, man. There should be two sets that go up. Floor 18 has it does have rooms on it still, right?
No.
It's totally a conference room now?
Right. Well, hold on. There is an exit right here.
God damn, next year I'm going to Hope.
Just goes straight down. Yeah, that just goes straight down. Hold on, we're looking for some more doors here.
Yeah, because they might have retroed floor 18. Maybe you need to go down to floor 17 to get to the stairs that I'm talking about.
Let's try 17. Right. Damn, I'm burning up all my minutes.
Hey, don't you have free nights right now or free nights?
No, I've only got 350 anytime minutes when I'm away from my free county area. Otherwise, it's unlimited. I can purchase some more minutes, so it's okay.
It's all about national, man.
That's right.
National coverage.
Wow. That was Lee. I wish we were filming that for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. I've got my camera. We can go back and film it. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, I would not suggest, nor would I endorse that.
But I would, because Doug TV needs to
leak
shit.
That 9X sign was leak.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. Fuck.
How long have you guys been recording?
We're broadcasting.
Man, we're going strong here. This is like a... We're getting longer than off the hook.
We're getting positive feedback about this, by the way. People are fearing.
We're still on Rhett Radio right now?
Yeah, Rhett Radio. It was nicely to, because the show after us isn't on tonight. So Sumerian from Rhett Radio said we can stream.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Hope and shit.
Now we're on 17, and we see fire escapes. We're in a T. We can go forward. We can go to the left. We can go to the right.
Yeah, so, and the fire escapes, there should be one fire escape on the left side of the building and one on the right.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
All right, try the one on the right first.
Okay.
And take it all the way
up
to 19th. It should go up to 19th.
I think we just opened this one. And it's just going to bring us...
There are two on the left. Okay, yeah, one goes up to 18, but yeah, I think we were just here, though.
It only goes up to 18?
Let's see.
Probably.
Yeah, this one just goes, no, hold on. Yeah, this one just goes up to 18. Let's check the other one.
Yeah. Jesus, I'm surprised people aren't... How many listeners do we have? I'm surprised no one's tracking Cessna down.
Hold on, let's try this over here. I see another exit. It looks like in a different location than where we were at before.
Yeah, it should be in a totally different location, because there should be a stairwell that does not block 18 unless they... I don't know what the hell they could have done to just, like, block it off.
Doors are really weird.
They look like they're bulletproof.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Owned.
Maybe this one.
Yeah, here's another fire escape. Let's see. It has an A on it.
Yeah, they're all labeled.
That one was
a B.
Okay, this one goes back up to 18. Hold on.
Hey, Cessna.
Yeah, what's up?
How come I got a call from you during you were doing all that shit just now?
What do you mean?
I got a call, and it was a very, very quick call, and I *69, and it was your voicemail. It had privacy manager or some shit.
Unfortunately, for some weird reason, I called Suncom about this shit today. All calls are going directly to my voicemail. I'm not sure what's up with that.
Well, no, because, like, I got a call when you were exploring around and having default radio adventures over there. And during that was happening, I got a quick call, and it just, like, clicked over, and it was a dial tone. So I hit *69, and it was you.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I don't fully have my Vonage line set up yet.
Uh-huh.
It's still got a virtual number. It's linked to my actual home number.
Okay, that's probably why, because it went to privacy manager or something, so I unblocked my number, and it was your voicemail.
Okay, let's try the ones on the left side now.
A and B are definitely not the one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I guess someone's calling me with the Vonage or something. Someone has your Vonage line, and they're just, like, dialing away. They hit Rito.
No, I've got the Vonage in my bag right now.
Well, that's weird, because I don't know how the hell... How would that call me right when you were moving around?
I don't know.
That's weird.
There's an equipment room. This hotel is weird.
Yeah. It's old and
heavily
freaky, too.
Doors, man.
Okay, here's another exit.
Is there any other shows after... No, no, because they go for 2 hours. That's right.
This one doesn't have a number on it, or a letter. What do you rip? Oh, it's D.
This one goes up higher than the 18th floor.
All right,
go up to
19.
It's got fluorescent glow pieces on the floor, so in case the power goes out, you can see where you're walking at.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to 19 right now.
Oh, getting tired.
Yeah, I'm getting tired, too. It goes up higher than 19.
Yeah, well, just go to 19, though.
Okay, we're back where we were. The freaking gym.
It's a gym again?
Yeah.
So where should we go, Lucky?
Fitness club. Hold on, here's another exit. No, this is different.
Okay, so this floor 19 is different, right?
Yeah, fire warden, folks.
Huh?
We're back where we were before, on 19 by the elevators.
You should take a picture of the 9X thing while we're up here.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of that.
Well, I'm thinking maybe what used to be the conference area, they might have turned
that into... There's a damn camera again.
Yeah, they might have turned that into a gym or something. You don't see any stairs leading up to, like, a room discreetly?
Shit, I heard it over there. Hold on.
I don't think anyone's coming.
Let's stay on the side in case somebody comes. Hold on, let me get my camera out. Let me take a picture of this sign. It's pretty lean.
This is pretty stupid considering, like, we're being broadcasted at Hope.
As far as I know, you're not being broadcast at Hope. I tried to find what Stink Dog was talking about earlier, and I could not find it.
Because Not Theory set up a room. Not Theory had a room set up, and there was, like, around, I don't know, like, 20 people in there listening. So, you know what, if they're still listening and they have access to, like, a computer or something, email 1111 at default letting me know that we're still being played at the hotel at Hope.
Yeah. I thought it was a public terminal room.
Yeah, public terminal room. Email to 1111 at defaultradio.com so we know.
I think someone's calling, I don't know.
Hey, if that freaking door opens, let me know. I'm going to run.
Nice.
All right, I got your back.
Okay, cool.
This is Lee. He's getting his camera right now. I'm going to take a picture.
Yeah, send an email if we're still being broadcasted, 1111 at defaultradio.com, or to make things easier, defaultradio@gmail.com, if you're confused about how many ones that is.
Four ones, people.
Man, I just leave your Gmail as, like, just say it's defaultradio@gmail.com or defaultradio@defaultradio.com.
Take a picture of the camera.
Peter.
They're going to own you.
We're going to own this big time. I'm going to zoom right in on it.
You got to keep your phone off the hook the whole time.
Sweet.
Oh, God.
This is awesome. This is the best default so far, everybody, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you kicked out of the damn motel, the hotel. Then that would suck. Okay. So,
I'm telling Lucky 225 made us to it.
That's right. I'm not going back into 20. Fuck that.
That kid can do it. So can Natty.
Yeah, where does it go? Okay, it's locked. Shit. No.
Owned.
That was
locked. Wow, we're still doing this fucking, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we need somebody here with some lock picks. We've already been up here, right? His phone cut out again.
Yeah. I hear him in the background.
I'm going to take pictures of the shit up here where we were at. It's kind of freaking scary.
Yeah, you know, I got pictures of Natus and Not Theory Cessna.
Okay.
They went to Times Square at that Earth camp.
Hello.
Or the Natus, yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's Natus.
I'm back. It keeps dropping, man, like when we keep going from hallway to hallway.
What kind of phone is this now?
What?
What kind of phone is this now?
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, this is so sketchy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is awesome, dude.
Oh, my God. This is scarier than fuck.
Go way down.
They're Doug TVing like crazy over there. And whites are TVing mostly.
Yeah, this is just exactly like it. Holy shit. Okay.
You guys make it sound like there's, like, dead bodies in there or some shit.
There could be. Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is an elevator.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There's another elevator? Access for secondary 21st floor elevator motor room.
I guess not. Take a picture of this shit. It's crazy.
The Pennsylvania Hotel in New York.
Owned. Hotel Pennsylvania, but, yeah, I wouldn't be too worried. I wouldn't be too worried about those cameras, Cessna, because when I was at H2K2, I met up with this French Canadian, and he was pissed drunk, and we were UEing around the hotel at that time, and we were in the Memazina or whatever the fuck you want to call those elevators, Menazines, whatever, And he was right on camera, and he just decided to take a piss on some of the white towels that the maids use.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, he did that right on camera, and no one ever gave him any shit for that, so. I don't think they really look at those cameras.
The Hotel Pennsylvania is being owned by Default Radio.
Let's take pictures of each other owning this.
Here, here's a picture, not there.
Natas.
Excuse me, Natas. Okay, take a picture of me now.
Live on the
Oh, God. Man. Best default ever.
You're going to be the best default ever. The show notes are going to rule.
Show notes are going to be long. Nick 84 is going to be pissed. I'll just tell Nick 84, when you're listening to this, you don't have to write show notes. The way you've written so far, just be like, just listen to the rest.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, big shout out to Nick 84. He's been,
we're taking pictures of your 19th floor right now, Lucky.
Of your 19th floor.
Sketchy.
Yeah, big shout out to Nick 84 for hooking me up with that script and just fucking writing all these goddamn show notes for like 32 episodes.
Have we been to here yet?
I don't know. I don't think we have.
Nick
84.
Was that security I heard?
Always.
No, that was a door. Don't scare the shit out of me like that, Lucky.
No, that was just Natas. He's not on the. He's the bridge cut out, or he cut out.
Oh, I see.
You know, if they didn't want us to be in here, these doors would be locked.
Well,
that's
is
true.
It?
Holy shit, what the hell is
this? Picture of this.
Yeah, I mean, you're not breaking an entry. You're just browsing doors.
What was that?
You're looking for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did it come out?
What do I hear
right
back there beeping?
We're right above the elevators or something. Like the elevator shaft.
What do I hear beeping?
Oh. That's me, Jigga.
What the hell is that? See? That's how we got exited out to the 18th floor.
I thought they were, like accessing something. I was, like, freaking out. I was like, what are you doing?
That's
they're
locked.
Like entering 1111 and shit.
Who's on here? Someone just joined.
No,
yeah,
that was Lucky.
That was me.
Votes.
Oh, okay.
Let's see where the script is going.
Let's see.
I'm dehydrating out here.
A, B, and
C. I should go to cordless. What the fuck?
Huh?
I need to go on cordless too. Shit. I'm thirsty. I gotta pee too.
It's fucking out. Can't get out.
That's
we can't go this way.
The listeners are entertained. That's what counts.
How many listeners do you have?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, not, it's
what
not,
the
it's
hell
not
is
crabby.
A lot?
I don't know, like a lot. Like more than we've had the past couple weeks on all the mirrors and stuff, the relays. And, like, people are IMing me, like, this is Leet.
This is Leet. Wait till you see the pictures. This place is crazy.
I wish I had some bolt cutters. I
yeah,
would
really.
Hold this place.
Everything is locked, kind of, Lucky. A lot of stuff. That looks really cool.
Yeah, that's
weird,
corner,
man. Take
what?
A picture of this. Maybe this.
Hold on, I want to get a hold of White Sword. One second. I want to see what I'll tell him about this. Where the hell is he?
Yeah. Trying to get White Sword on something. But, yeah, that's kind of weird, man. In 2002, nothing was locked, man. We went everywhere.
Crazy. They must have, like, I don't know, they must have taken precautions. Whoa, sketchy. What is this?
What are you looking at now?
We're going, whoa, is this up?
This is another way up. We haven't been this way yet.
Nice.
Yeah, this is the way we went at first, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This is you guys are getting so lost down there. It's like a goddamn maze that you think you're taking a new path when you're not.
All right, he's not answering his phone. He might be sleeping.
Yeah. Whoa, was that Natas again?
Probably.
For the motor room for the elevator.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hold on, Lucky. Okay.
What's in the motor room there? Besides
this
motors.
This place is scaring the shit out of me.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Look, I've got boxes for all the computers for the elevator system.
Holy shit! This is it right here. This is crazy.
What are you guys
holy
hearing
shit.
About?
Take a lot of
I've got
there.
I've got computer systems for the elevators. I could fuck up so much shit right here.
Wow,
computer system,
awesome.
Take pictures of that, man. Are you taking pictures?
Yeah, we're right beside the control systems for all the elevators in the hotel.
Yeah, take pictures of that, man.
Oh, I'm already getting pictures of all everything. We can...
Nice.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Get a picture of me and find it.
Can you look at the cameras, Cessna, from there?
Do what?
Can you look at the cameras on the elevator from there?
No. No, we don't have any control like that. We've got master power switches for everything up here.
We're definitely not supposed to be up here at all. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I can't see up there, man. Hey, go on up there, dude.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go up there, dude.
Hold my skateboard.
Okay.
What the hell? Natus has a skateboard?
Yes, it's dark up there. We can't see shit.
Oh, my God.
Up too. Holy shit.
Nice.
Can you see? Your phone dropped again, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out what? To AT&T Wireless giving me coverage all throughout the hotel Pennsylvania.
AT&T Wireless. AT&T
hey,
Wireless.
Hey, we're on the roof. Hey, we're on the roof. Holy fuck. We're going to be outside. Hey, we're going outside on top of the fucking hotel. Oh, my God.
Man, this is some good radio right here.
Oh, my God.
We got Cessna. For those of you tuning in, our reporters Cessna and Natus are on the roof.
Oh, my God, dude.
Of the Hotel Pennsylvania.
I'm not taking any more pictures because I'm afraid it's going to draw attention.
No, wait, no, take pictures.
Yeah, take some pictures, man. Are you guys there?
Whoa, what was that?
I think they dropped.
What last happened? I missed it.
Oh, dude, they just went out on the roof, and, like, Cessna was, like, on top of the roof, and he's like, I want to thank AT&T Wireless for giving me coverage throughout all of Hotel Pennsylvania. And he exited the motor room and went out to the actual roof, the penthouse, if you will, of the Hotel Penn. And they just dropped.
No, not that. They just dropped. There was no, like, oh, shit, or anything like that.
No, they just dropped. It sounded like a signal coverage loss, maybe.
Wait, what's
Yo,
here
we go. Hey, we dropped. Did you take a picture of the Verizon building? We're on the roof, dude, facing the Verizon building.
Take that picture, man. I would love to have that picture.
This is like the thickest view of the city right here. Are we all set?
Oh, man. All these pictures need to go up on, like, defaultradio.com, like, hope.
Let's go. Do you have your computer connected to, Seth?
Hold on one second. I'm getting a call. You guys continue and talk about hope and whatnot.
Hope and whatnot. People are fearing this fucking this shit right now. Oh man, that's funny. Wow. Okay, G.I. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, he's still here.
All right, looks like Nat's man. You've been sticking around the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I came on expecting to be on for 5 minutes to say all the knot theory.
Yeah.
But turn into it again, so.
like having a call, like, hi, Mom. Sorry about the chair, the gumball that accident did. Oh, man, I can't believe they admit they did that on the roof. Wow. Shit. Going for 2 hours here. Man, big shouts to Rant Radio for letting us do this. Because we're not on DDP Hack Radio, because I still got to get that shit to figure out.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah.
What are you hackers doing? We're in an elevator full of hackers.
Oh.
Oh, really? There's like a
you kind of hear them.
Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to hear what they were saying.
So, going
back to the safe place.
Apparently everybody, like, the lady here is really cool, and she doesn't really care that we're exploring.
Huh.
Well, 15? Random.
Well, in that case, for a good hotel to go to in New York, go to Hotel Pennsylvania.
This place is awesome, man.
Default Radio, sponsored by Hotel Pennsylvania.
My cell phone's, like, beeping again. It's going to die soon. Stephen is calling back in.
Okay, I'm back. Still, I don't see how, you know, we should have been up there, though. I got plenty
people,
of pictures.
Yeah, people were IMing me and stuff, telling it was awesome.
It was, man. I wish you guys could have been here.
I wish I could have gotten video.
I have,
telling you,
I have
next
two
year,
video cameras
next,
with me. We should do it tomorrow.
Next year, I'm still going to
Yeah, I'll be here.
Right? I've got night shot and everything, too. We could
okay, cool.
Time.
We're going to go back.
Video.
We're going to go back and we're going to get video and maybe put it up on a website somewhere so people can download it and see what was going on.
We'll put it on a Doug TV or something like that, or just put it up for download at least, too.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Dang, we made it all the way to 9 real quick.
No, we're on 15.
We're going to go back outside and find Dank and everybody. Let's go to the lobby. Oh, my gosh. My phone was just popping.
I'm so hot, buddy.
That's just amazing, dude. Yeah, people were saying that's awesome. This has been a good episode of Default Radio. I was worried when Not Theory dropped that the shit was just going to, like, yeah, here's some news articles, blah, blah, blah. And then Seth calls me and shit, like, starts hitting the fan again, sleep.
Hey, guys, we won't be broadcasting tomorrow or anything, but if you guys want to record it, I think we're going to actually be going into some old subway systems and stuff that are abandoned. And,
well, maybe we could do something. Maybe we might do a special Default Radio or something like that for download or for DDP Hack Radio or something like that. Maybe. We'll see.
So,
or we get something recorded. I mean, you got my home number and shit, so.
Okay. Yeah, you can instant message us with confidence and everything.
Yeah. I think Lucky got a call, so I don't know who he's talking to.
So what time is it right now?
How long have
we been 12 a.m. right now.
Or 12 a.m.
Oh, really?
Sorry, Eastern.
Damn, this elevator takes forever.
I want to go watch that video, kind of, on second floor.
Yeah, they're showing a lot of stuff in the video room. I was hearing on that and off the hook. What are they going to be showing, like, Hack TV or something, or what?
Yes, Stank gave them a copy, so
sweet.
They will.
That's awesome.
I was really hoping that someone would have the Kevin Poulsen Unsolved Mysteries, but I don't think anyone.
They're going to play, like, White Sur TV.
I got owned today. That was on.
Yo, man, next year I'm going to Hope. Fuck. I don't know if it's going to be weak.
It's very hot in the fucking oven here. Oh, my gosh. I'd rather go down the stairs.
Shit.
So how long is... what time did the show start? Regular 10 o'clock on Eastern anyway?
Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern.
What happened to the show afterwards?
What do you mean?
The show that's normally after Default.
Oh, I don't know. They're just not airing tonight. I emailed the host because I asked Samarian if we could stream early and maybe later. And he said it was okay because I told him the stuff's going to be at Hope and New York. But he just said, check with the other host, see if he's doing the show. So I emailed him. He said he's not doing the show tonight, so he didn't mind. He was like, the airtime is yours. I was like, sweet.
Do you realize you're like 22 floors up above the freaking hotel?
Really?
Wow, it's really nice and cool.
Yeah, so my battery power is almost dead.
You think it's a good time to end this now?
Yeah, I think it would be a good time to end it if Lucky was around here. Well, I'm going to give out my shout.
We can continue it some other time with some more. From DEF CON. I mean.
Yeah, DEF CON, I mean Hope.
Word.
One quick question, Doug. Where was damn, almost got owned by the damn by the rotating door. Where was Stink Dog and everybody else at? Do you remember what the bar they were at?
I think
they're on 35th and Broadway.
Really?
Yeah, I heard Barney something. I think Barney, I don't know, like Snake's cell phone was cutting out. He was in a crowded area. So
yeah.
I tried look, calling the back. I just went back to voicemail.
Look where we just were. Oh, my God.
That's so crazy.
You're looking outside?
Yeah,
right.
Look outside.
One floor is off.
It's building in it. I mean,
this
is a city that never sleeps. Holy shit.
Wow, I would love to go up there, man. I just, the idea of that, like, on top of fucking New York City, man. Holy shit. That's
oh
awesome
my god,
though.
Man, they're doing construction even at night in this place.
Yeah.
This place never sleeps.
It was funny seeing Natas and not there. Like, I was trying to get a good shot of them, but all these fucking people were like in front of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually put it online.
Yeah,
okay,
it was, both of them were online.
Natas's phone just died. It's going to get real loud here because we're going by somebody doing some construction. Hold on.
Okay. New York, man. Holy shit. I got to love New York.
Yeah, man, I wish we could have made it, man.
You know, like, yeah, I would live in New York. You know, a lot of people bitch about the traffic and shit, but I really don't care. The only thing that's, like, not letting me live in New York is the price, you know? Shit.
Well, you see, exploring the internet is almost like exploring a city. You get to go to a place you've never been before, and everything's new and exciting.
Yeah, it's like entering like a whole completely different dimension, you know, when you travel to cities like that.
Right.
It's like when you go to Alaska when it's always dark or it's always day depending on the time you go. It's just like it's crazy, you know. It's like it's nighttime at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I don't.
You know?
Oh. Yeah. Well, let's see. You said 35th Street and what?
Yeah, I think
35th.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a goodbye from Stink, if you find them, Stink and the rest, the crew.
Let me show my battery power. Hold on. I've got about two or three more bars.
Oh, you're doing pretty well.
My damn minutes are owned, though. I'm going to have to call Suncom up. Hey, can you give me some more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, will you have AT&T?
Yeah, Suncom's part of AT&T now. Where the hell are we supposed to be going now? Just continue on down. This is looking kind of shady, though.
Thanks.
Two down and to the right? Okay.
I could try to call Saint Dog if you guys are lost.
Yeah, give him a call. We're on 35th.
All right, hold on here. Oh, we got some email here. Oh, we got an email from some Rant Radio listener, it looks like.
No, it's not down here.
I don't think we're
going to
find
it. Where are you people from Rant Radio? Or I've got some people from Rant Radio. Shit.
Yeah, I'm back. Hello?
What's his name? FG.
Lucky, you back?
He's
yeah.
saying that we rock, and someone else is, shit, what's his handle? I don't know what his handle is, but he says I'm definitely going to Hope next year. Some Rant Radio listeners sending an email.
Yeah, you guys definitely need to come. This place is awesome.
Yeah, most.
Yeah, I don't know if Hope would be next year. They tend to do it every other year.
Yeah, I just meant next time.
Yeah.
So see if you can get Stank on the line.
Okay. Let me call Stank for you. I'll three-way him in. I'll let him know that he's going to be on the radio. Hold on.
We're on 17th and 35th.
Trying to find that bar still, or?
Yeah, we're trying to find the bar. Man, that
yeah.
was pretty leak, getting a picture of the Verizon building from the top of Hotel yeah. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
That's pretty cool.
To Stank?
No, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. I'm
going
to call
Stank. Stank, you just missed
quiet,
a good show,
quiet,
man.
Wait, sir, be quiet. That's not Stank. Hold on.
Okay.
Yellow.
Stank Dog, you're on the air.
What's up?
So I have a question
What's up?
For you.
Hey, where are you guys at, man? We just got finished. We just got finished doing a little urban exploration of the Hotel Pennsylvania. Where are you guys at?
I. Who is this?
This is Cessna. Where are you at?
Listen, I'm sorry. You got.
Oh God.
On me.
Cessna? Is that what you said?
Yes, Cessna is looking for you.
Evidently, he's got a bad connection in there.
Yeah, evidently.
Not Theory. I don't know if you can hear me. Not Theory and I are over on, like, 50th
nice.
And 6th Street at a Kinko's trying to get stuff printed.
What did you say?
We're, like, a long way from the hotel.
Okay, did you take a cab, or how did you guys get there?
No, we've been walking for 15, 20, 25 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess now would probably be a good time to end the show, because I'm getting my batteries, my phone's beeping now, so if you guys want to end it, that's fine.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Are we on the air?
Totally yes. Said that you were on the air.
This is terrible radio, then.
No, actually, it has not been bad radio. It's been really good.
Yeah,
this part's really bad, so.
Yeah, this part's really bad, and
sorry,
I'm just
having trouble here.
Hey, Doug.
You right now. Maybe his phone's got a better signal. Guys are breaking up real bad, so he's going to call in on his line and see if it's any better. Later, guys.
All right, he's gone.
Later.
Hey, Doug, can you put this on available for download ASAP?
I can tomorrow.
Cool. Sounds good.
So how are you guys still doing the show if you got no content? What's going on here?
No, they were doing some UEing at the hotel, and it was doing pretty well.
Oh, fairness.
Yeah, and they were on top of the fucking hotel, like the very, very fucking top.
Really? Who did this?
Cessna Natus.
We've got pictures to prove it, too.
Really? I got to meet up with you guys later. Can you pull it off later tonight?
Yes, we can. We're going to get Natus's camera, though, and record some of this stuff this time, though.
Dude, they were, like, going into rooms, like, and they were, like, scared, like, because they thought, like, it's, like, very, like, restricted areas. It was pretty funny.
Nice.
Dude, so many people were eyeing me and emailing Default from Hope. They were like, man, this is awesome. This is old school radio.
Yeah. Well, I don't fear the taxi horns.
I fear the taxi horns. We got to fucking wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up. You guys got any shouts?
Shouts out to everybody that's not here at Hope. You got to come next time a con comes in town. I mean, save your money. I don't give a damn if it takes a whole year. Save your money. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Well, shouts out to Bland, who couldn't make it to the conference. And I guess that's it, guys.
Word.
Yeah, I guess that's it. And shouts out to Havoc this week. And, of course, to everyone there at Hope.
I gotta give a shout out to Slip Mode because he couldn't. I guess he. I don't know where Slip Mode is right now, but I gotta give a big shout out to Slip Mode again.
Uh-huh.
Marion with Rant Radio. Not Theory, of course. Snake Dog, Duel, everyone else that called in. Darcy and Mitnick.
Darcy for blasting Lucky. Oh yeah.
Yeah. nothing. I'm
gonna give the phone. I'm gonna give the phone to Dana so he can give some shouts.
All right.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing? You're ending the show?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to give a shout to Cessna because this night's been pretty badass now. That was pretty sick. And I want to shout to everybody who came to Hope. Shout to all the speakers and everybody. Shout to you guys, even though you couldn't come, you know. You guys are still loose. Don't worry. And shout to Not Theory, too, and everybody I met today, Stank and Epiphany and his friend Johnny Lightning, I believe. Everybody's cool.
Also got a, what else? I do more shouts. Lucky, what, you got any more shouts or what?
No, I don't got any more shouts. I'm about to end it up here.
All right.
Later, guys.
Yeah, later, you guys. Have fun.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, later. So I guess that's it. Another episode of Default Radio. This is, what, episode
33? Yes.
33, and as always, everything, every fucking thing is always on default.
Why do you have to, like, distort when you say that?
Oh, shut up.
No, seriously.
End the show. Stop streaming.
Just, like, you just, like, can't even understand it when you distort like that.
But not Theory.
It's not streaming, Ari.
It's not Theory. Can you do Not Theory? Not Theory, say that again, please.
Everything is always on default.